You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How many times have we all prayed those words? Probably for most of us, more times than we could ever begin to count. But do we really think about what we are saying when we pray those words? Do we really mean it? Do we ever ask God, what is your will for me? What do you want me to do? Or do we more often find ourselves praying, Lord, please give me what I want. Please do what I want. As we enter into another Holy Week, we hear St. Paul tell us in his letter to the Philippians today, Jesus humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. And Luke tells us today in his passion narrative that during his agony at the garden on the Mount of Olives, Jesus prayed, not my will, but yours be done. And then Luke goes on to tell us today that Jesus' final words before he died on the cross were, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. His obedient submission to his Father's plan. Jesus did not seek to suffer and to die on the cross, but he did seek to do his Father's will. And his Father's will was that he should save us from sin and death by dying and rising again. Like Jesus, we too prefer to avoid any suffering in life. But sometimes God's will is that we choose a way that may not be our preferred way, or certainly may not be the convenient or easy way. But nevertheless, a way that God knows will lead us to fullness of life here and in the hereafter. Because we know deep in our heart of hearts that God's way can indeed be very challenging for us. And so sometimes we'd rather just not ask God what God wants of us, but to simply continue to go along with the flow, presuming that what we're doing is what God wants. Maybe one way we might all try to truly make this week holy for us would be to begin each day of this week with this simple prayer. God, what do you want me to do this day? And then listen in silence. Jesus teaches us by word and example that it is in doing God's will and not our own that we will find fullness of life. As we were reminded on the second Sunday of our Lenten journey, so too we're reminded on this last Sunday of Lent, listen to him. The good news is, when we seek God's plan for us and not our own, we will indeed come to the fullness of Easter joy.